Hey guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Sports Podcast. I'm Karan Thabrani and I'll be giving you the top sports stories of the day. So finally, after a few days, we have a top story. And here goes.
The top story of the day
is that Virgil van Dijk has handed in a transfer request at Southampton. He had also issued a statement a bit earlier, and the statement is quite long, so I'll just talk about the few key points. In the statement, he said he's spoken to Claude Puel, of course the former Saints manager, and Mauricio Pellegrino, who's been appointed as the new Saints manager, a lot in the last 6 months. And he's disappointed that most of what he's spoken has leaked out. He desires to play European football and challenge for trophies, which of course is not possible with Southampton. Of course, Southampton did reach the Capital One Cup finals last year, but then it is really difficult to win a trophy for a club like Southampton. No disrespect to them. He also said that he's not delighted that so many top clubs have come in for him and Southampton have declined all the transfer requests. Moving on to the other football news, Brighton and Hove Albion have broken their transfer record for the second time in the same window to sign Davy Proper from PSV Eindhoven. The 25-year-old Dutch international has signed a 4-year contract and the transfer fee is around £6 million. The previous club transfer record was Matthew Ryan, who was bought just a month back for £5 million. Moving on to the other done deals of the day, West Ham United have signed Sead Hasanbegovic for around £3 million from Halmstad's BK on a 5-year contract. Hasanbegovic is an 18-year-old wonder kid and plays as an attacking midfielder. So he's one we should watch out for this season. That's of course if he gets a decent amount of game time to play. Moving on to the other done deals. This one is a contract extension actually. Rachid Ghezal has signed a 4-year contract extension with AS Monaco, which means he's at AS Monaco until 2021. Goalkeeper Jamie Jones has signed for Wigan Athletic on a 1-year deal. And Jonathan Biabani has joined Sparta Prague on a season-long loan from Inter Milan. Stoke City have confirmed the signing of Choupo-Moting on a free transfer. And Ipswich have completed the signing of Martin Waghorn on a 2-year deal from Rangers for £1 million. That's all on the football front. So let's move on to cricket. And it was England who won the fourth and final test, beating South Africa by 177 runs. Keeping up with the trend of the team that bats first goes on to win the test match. So the day started off with England on 226 for 8. And they only added about 17 runs more. They came all out for 243. And set South Africa a target of 378 to win. And South Africa got bundled out for just 202. There was a bit of resistance though. Ashim Amla top scored at 83. Faf du Plessis also played a good hand of 61. Other than that, it did look like a pretty disappointing South African scorecard. Moving on to tennis, it is the beginning. Actually, it is going on right now. The Rogers Cup, which happens in Canada, Montreal. And the game I'm watching right now is David Ferrer against Kyle Edmund. Edmund won the first set 7-6. In the second set, which is going on right now, Ferrer leads 5-4. I did watch a couple of games before this also. And that was Gail Monfils and Steve Johnson. Steve Johnson won the first set there. But then Gail Monfils made a really good comeback to win the remaining two sets. Top tennis. And the first game I was watching was Nick Kyrgios against, who was that? Victor Troicki. Kyrgios won in straight sets 6-1, 6-2, and the game ended in just 51 minutes. So fast that even the commentators were surprised to see a game at the top level ending in under an hour. Other results include Misha Zverev, who beat Norbert Gombos 6-4, 6-7, 6-3, Albert Ramos Vinolas, who lost to Robin Haas 3-6, 3-6, and Luca Pui lost to Jarrod Donaldson in straight sets 6-7, 6-7, meaning he lost both the tie breaks. Moving on to the women's singles, Sivakova won in straight sets 7-6, 6-4. Kirsten Flipkins went through to the second round because her opponent, Konju, retired. And I guess that there aren't any other notable results, so I'll end the podcast here. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and see you all tomorrow. Yalla, bye.